Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning. Monday, August 14th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. I had to think for a second which number I was at. 70 degrees and mostly cloudy skies here in Marion. Well, isn't that the story of our life here in Marion right now? Mostly cloudy skies seems to be the way it has been going for a while. The kids go back to school this week. I believe River Valley on Wednesday and Marion City Schools Thursday. You know, it's that time of year already. Can you believe it? Well, it was interesting this morning talking with Donovan about Americans for Prosperity. Now, don't forget again, I mean, that is a big event. Coming up today, Moto Mart, 691 West Center Street here in Marion from 5 to 7 p.m. They are going to be giving away gasoline at $2.38 a gallon for the first 150 people. I am guessing that before 7 p.m. that gas is going to be well gone. But if you get there early, you might get gas for $2.38 a gallon, 5 to 7 p.m. today, Monday, August the 14th, at the Moto Mart, located at 691 West Center Street. Don't forget, it is that Moto Mart on West Center Street. Does anybody have any information or have any feeling on this particular event being put on by Americans for Prosperity? I think it'll be a big success. I don't know how something like that could not be a big success. Do you have any thoughts on the guest in hour number one? Donovan O'Neill, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, it certainly is a Monday, isn't it? You know, I had such a good time over the weekend, but I'll tell you, Monday morning, you're a little groggy because you've been going and going and going since Friday, and you get to Monday morning, and it's Monday morning. I guess that's why we all have Monday mornings in our life. Friday was a lot of fun. Now, I hope everybody listened to all the programs on this station on Friday. Now, Friday morning, we had Pastor Whitaker, we had Sean Kraft, we had Pastor Craig, we had Matt Morgan, and we had a whole little contretemps that I want to talk about here in just a second. But Friday night, we had a ton of fun. Carrington Nelson returned on Friday night. And Carrington is just one of the nicest, well-spoken people you would ever want to meet. And that Friday night show is so much fun with Carrington Nelson and Matt Morgan and Sean Kraft and myself and everybody who calls in. We just had a ton of fun on Friday night. And Carrington had been gone for 3 weeks as she had been on vacation. So it was so good to see her come back last Friday. And she'll be with us every Friday until the end of time. So I feel we've really got the perfect group on Friday. And again, I'm not saying anything negative about people who've been on the Friday show before, but this group is just fun. We just have a lot of fun on Friday night, and I hope everybody recognizes that or listening to that understands that we have the top 10 list that Bob Welsh gives us. It's fun to talk to people of different generations, Carrington being 22 years old, Matt being 19, Sean and I being a little older than that. It's just a lot of fun, and I appreciate all the call-ins and all the fun we have on Friday nights. Does anybody have anything to say about the Friday night show, considering now that Carrington is back? Do you like her? Do you like Matt? Do you like Sean? Do you like the group we have there every Friday night from 8:15 to 10? Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Last Friday night, you know, it's kind of funny. I was trying to think about what we talked about last Friday night, and we really covered the waterfront. We covered many issues last Friday night, so I can't even pinpoint in on one that we spent a lot of time on. Now, I will tell you last Friday morning, I know the issue that we talked about last Friday morning, and you know, sometimes things that are not planned become the most interesting and talked about subjects ever. Now, Friday morning, what happened was, if you didn't listen, during the 10 o'clock hour, Sean and I got into a conversation with Matt, and I'm not even really sure how it happened, but it was basically, do you call your elders Mr. and Mrs.? Do you call your teachers Mr. and Mrs.? Do you call your doctor doctor? Do you call politicians mayor, representative, governor, president? Basically, that was the conversation. And Sean and I think Pastor Craig, and everybody who was in the studio on Friday, kind of felt that if you earn that title, you should be entitled to be called that. Well, Matt, of a different generation, 19 years old, I believe, didn't feel that way. Now, we talked a little bit about this Friday night as well, but we talked much more about it on Friday morning. And this really brought out feeling in people. Now, I'm not saying people got all bent out of shape, but it certainly brought out strong feeling in people. We had our good friend Mary, who was out there listening, who seemed to feel that Matt should show respect for his elders. We had a few calls that morning who I think were all pretty much that you should refer to older people than you as Mr. or Mrs. And Abby, our friend Abby, got involved. I think she was going to try to come in for Exchange Club last Friday, but she didn't make it in. And, you know, that thing spiraled completely out of control. Abby was saying things about Matt and nothing personal. It was just, you know, why can't you refer to older people as Mr. and Mrs.? Is it a sign of respect? Blah, 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 blah. Well, somehow we've deteriorated now into a debate. Because I can't remember how it happened. I can't remember if Matt challenged Abby or Abby said something that got Matt into the idea of, yes, they need to have a debate about this. But I'll tell you, it's going to be interesting when it happens, because I know Matt, and Matt is a good kid, and Matt is very passionate about what he believes, clearly. And Abby, who, you know, I've known for a long time, also believes what she believes. So I don't think either one of them will cave on their belief. So it's going to be very interesting when they actually come face to face, because I don't believe they've ever met each other. And it's also interesting because I believe Matt is about the same age as some of Abby's kids. So, aside from that, everybody was talking about this this past weekend. I ran into people at the grocery store. I ran into family members. Everybody wanted to talk about this. Do you call people who are older than you by their title? So, for whatever reason, that really sparked a conversation on Friday that went on and on and on all weekend long. Now, Carrington on Friday night, who's 22, I think she was of the opinion that to get respect, you've got to give respect no matter what your age is, but she wasn't as passionate about it as Matt was. So, I asked the listening audience, has anybody thought or changed your opinion on this? Should you call people Mr. or Mrs. just because of their age and title? Or does it have something to do with respect? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 25 minutes past the hour on this August 14th, 2023. You know what's interesting? It used to be that if you met, let's say you met like the parents of somebody you were dating, you would always call them Mr. or Mrs. Now, I don't know if people do that anymore. You know, I was trying to think if I call people Mr. or Mrs. Well, if I if I don't know them, I probably do. But if I do know them, I probably don't. See, I don't know if people want to be called Mr. or Mrs., to be honest with you. I really don't know. Oh, we're getting a message here from Mary already this morning. Manners are manners. Unfortunately, Matt lacks them in this respect. Well, see, I say people are very passionate about this issue. Is it a manner to call people Mr. or Mrs.? Because I think Matt doesn't feel that is, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I don't think that he feels that that's a manner. I think he feels that it's respect. That if they don't give him respect, why should he give them respect? Or just because they're older, why do they deserve respect? If everything's even, does the fact of their age just entitle them to respect? I think that's where we are on this. Does anybody have an opinion on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And you know what? We're calling it a debate when Abby and Matt finally get together. I really don't know if it'll be a debate. I think it'll be a conversation with two people who really don't have the same opinion on this. But who do you think will get the better of that conversation? You know, I was really thinking about that over the weekend, and we had a conversation in the studio Friday night about that. And I don't really know who will get the better of that conversation, because as I said, for whatever you think of Matt's opinion on this, he believes what he believes. And I don't think he would be willing to change his mind. Conversely, I know Abby as well, and she's not much of a mind changer. She believes what she believes. So I don't know. Does anybody have a thought on how they think this will go when these two finally get together? 740-751-4038. Or do you have an opinion on the whole Mr. or Mrs. thing overall? It certainly has changed over the years, I would say that. I certainly don't think kids now in general, and I hate to use that phrase, kids now, because I'm not even sure that's really what it is. Times have changed, and I don't think that's followed nearly as much as it once was. But if you have an opinion, 740-751-4038. Wanted to tell you a little story. I ran into a lady yesterday who, she told me her age. She's 86 years old, but I don't have her name. But this lady, who lives alone, said she had some cats, bakes 40 dozen cookies and takes them to a nursing home here in Marion every month. And she was telling me this story because she was buying all this baking equipment and baking supplies, I guess is what I should say. And just on her own dime, with her own money, she bakes 40 dozen cookies and takes them to senior citizens in a nursing home. And I thought, what a nice thing to do. And I thought, and she said it was kind of funny. Being 86 years old, she said she found out that there are only four people in the nursing home that she visits that are older than she is. So I just thought that was a wonderful story. And those are things you don't hear about on a regular basis. So my hat's off to that woman. I tip my Cubs cap to the woman who bakes the cookies for the nursing home. Schools go back in session this week. Is everybody ready for that, for school to start back? I can't believe the summer has blown by so fast. It just seems like Memorial Day weekend was yesterday, and that's pretty well when most of the schools let out now. And here we are heading back into school this upcoming week. So, wow. It blows by, doesn't it? Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. I'll tell you something that surprised me. Over the weekend, I was looking at some things on Facebook, and the Bratwurst Festival is coming up this weekend. Now, we have covered the Bratwurst Festival for the most part since 2018. I was over there in 2018, 2019, In 2020, they didn't have a Bratwurst Festival because of COVID. I was over there in 21 and didn't make it over there last year.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yes.
I have a few things. I'm going to be short, though.
Okay.
I'm not going to ramble on. I'm not taking the paper anymore. I stopped it.
Now, why is that?
Well, those rainy days, sometimes they've been throwing it, you know, they bring it on the porch sometimes, and it's in that plastic sometimes, but it blows and it gets wet and stuff, and then I didn't get it again, and I told him, I said, each year I've canceled it, and within no time I take it back. And so I told him, I said, the third time when I cancel, that's it. So this was the third time I'd canceled it last year and the year before, because all the month I was getting it like 2 to 3 times a week. And then I'd have to hunt for it and everything. So I wanted you to know that. And then I went and got a neighbor's pizza last night. And the Ralph Thacker, his number, I called it, but nobody, I left a message. Nobody's called me back. So would you have Linda Sims, you said, had that number? Could you make a note for her to give that number? I'll try it again today. And I told him to hold that pizza so he could go pick it up.
Yeah, I'll pass that along, yeah.
Yeah, because I'd like it. I got the number. I had to call him at the that fruitcake toss. Now, here's a couple of things I'm just going to tell you right quick. The other day, out in California, they discovered that there is a COVID-19 lab out there. They're doing, I think, I'm not for sure, people can get on the internet and find out. It's called Prestige Biotech, and somehow they discovered it, something about a hose, water, I don't know what it was, I didn't catch it all, but it's out of, I believe, Arizona, one of those states, and they mentioned China Nationals. Is that certain people in China, China Nationals?
You know, I'm not sure. I've never heard of that group.
Well, I haven't either, but they had, they found, I don't know how many dead mice. I think they found 900 live ones. And it said a bunch of things they're doing, like viruses, pneumonia, checking them. I don't know if it's the same thing they did over there in China. Nobody seems to know anything about it. And let's see, what else did I have? And the blood and the fluids. I think California, don't they take their waste to another state like Arizona or something? They don't know where they're disposing of this stuff. They practically know nothing about it. So if anybody wants to get, probably if you, I just get my little block, you know, where I click it on. They can probably pull up that Prestige Biotech. And I think, is there a town in California, Wrigley or something?
You know, I'm not
sure.
And
it's 45 miles from a Navy base there that this lab is. So I don't know if they own the building, the land, or what. And it was given a bunch of other stuff, but I just did that. Now, today, I was sleepy this morning, but in the Chinese have bought over $2 billion of our land over here. And they had the states. They had them, you know, like Texas, they bought the most, 50,000 acres, and they own more land than Bill Gates does. He's the main landowner in the U.S. And then they give, I could count as fast as I could, from California clear over to like Rhode Island, some thousands, some 10,000, and you can probably get on there and find that too. But up in Michigan, they're buying, and most of these are by bases. And up in Michigan, you can, it's called the Black, I think National Black Farmers or something, and they have bought, so they're buying farmland up there, and I don't know who the governor is. I guess they're letting them do it, and they tried to get with Biden. They want it stopped, don't want it, and they can't get a hold of it. This black guy's been on there before, the farmer. He must be the one that talks for the farmers up there. But I wanted you to know, and you guys could get on the internet and find this out, because it's like everybody sleeping at the, what do they call it, sleeping at the wheel. Nobody knows what's going on. And I can't believe they've got a COVID lab. It says COVID-19 there in, I think it's Wrigley, something like that, California. And somehow they discovered it by a hose. I don't know if they were running water. I don't know what it, I didn't catch all of it. And then I was going to ask you, that judge that you have on, Judge Joe Brown?
Yeah.
Okay, you can, I just pull him up. I just get little boxes because I, you know, don't have a computer. And I'd like you to have him on again. I kind of like him. He was going after that Al Sharpton, and you can't use that N-word, can you?
No, no, you can't use that on the air, no.
Well, he was.
No, Al Sharpton was?
Yeah, no, Joe Brown was, apparently he doesn't like Al Sharpton at all, and he called him a skinny little whatever and stuff. I thought the comics and stuff could use that because they do. I don't know if they do in their rap songs or not. That and I wrote it down. He called him in, and I thought, well, you can't say that on the radio. You can't say that, but he did, and stuff. I had clicked on him the other day. I don't know if he has his like, you know, you could click on certain ones, whether he has a weekly thing or somebody was just interviewing. I just clicked on the box. But
you know what I'm kind of shocked about as I sit here this morning. You know, did you hear the interview in hour number one with Donovan?
No, I didn't hear all of it. All I know is it's fast, and I just filled up, so I don't need any. But I told the neighbor lady. She has kids and stuff, and I know she could use it. But it'll probably be so crammed down there that. But I don't know who the group is. But that's very nice. They should have done it all day and maybe just get 50 cents or something off. Because I have a feeling this will be really packed down there. So.
Well, the interesting thing, when you brought up the Marianne Starr, I thought, you know, I learned about this on Friday. That was the first I'd heard of it. And here we are on Monday, and it's happening tonight at 5 p.m., and I have not heard this anywhere else. I haven't seen anything in the paper. I haven't seen anything really anywhere about this. So I don't know. People might get in. I don't know. It just really has not been publicized all that well.
Oh, did he put it in the Marianne Starr?
Well, I'd say I don't know. I haven't seen it there, so I don't know.
No, because they didn't have anything about Harding in there. And then finally, after you said on the station, then was it a week later, so many days later, they had some kind of write-up. But they had that, is it Harding's great-nephew or somebody there instead of Harding's grandson? And see, I'm not into that stuff. I think the grandson should, if I was him, I try to tackle things. Go to the Supreme Court here in Ohio or the Supreme Court and tell them to dig his grandfather up and get that, you know, that DNA testing. Because they're right. If they didn't want his house to be a museum, they own it, you know, they wouldn't. And I don't like it they leave them out, because the grandkids, if they can prove they are the grandkids, why is that great nephew or whatever, is he saying Peter or one of them?
I think Richard.
And I don't like that, because it's just like if, you know, if you owned, if you were Rockefeller or somebody, and, you know, and you could prove that, you know, and stuff. I don't like that. If they can prove, you know, and things and stuff. But I think he needs to quit sitting around on it and get something done, because I don't know if his other brothers or his kids would be doing it, but it's tough because, you know, it's his. It's not even that nephew's should have anything. And if he's making money off speeches and stuff, I couldn't be over that house knowing this was going on. I just couldn't do it. But
well, I think there is I think there is a lot of unhappiness on Jim Blessing, the grandson's behalf, but I don't know at this point what he can do. It's hard when you don't live in the state to lodge a court case. So I don't know. He's trying.
Well, you would think some attorney would be glad to just take it. All they have to do is put the paperwork in to exhume his body. They do for everybody else, and then it would be settled once and for all.
Well, I think Judge Fregali denied it. At one point, there was paperwork or an idea to exhume his body, and I think Judge Fregali denied allowing that to happen.
Well, let's just put it there. I have no use for him. He was my divorce attorney. I ended up in a mess and stuff. So he needs to get another attorney, and he needs to go to DeWine. Just go to the top. You don't keep messing around with the, you know, you kind of go up the ladder. You don't get anywhere. You just go to the top. So I'll get off here, but if those people want to look it up, they had Rhode Island. I think some little states over there, I don't know, but they say all the land, they're practically by every base that we've got or something, all these states, And it just took, from California, the lower part clear up to, now Ohio didn't have any, I don't think, and some states up there, but they're working on Michigan. And as that guy said, we can't go over there and buy anything, land. I don't know if you can buy a house. He said, why should they come over here? They're buying up all of our land. And I knew Bill Gates owned the most land in the U.S., so now they've surpassed him. So I'm not going to take up any more time because people will be wanting to call. But see if Linda, I'm going to call that Ralph today again and see if she can get me his phone number.
Okay. When I see her, I will ask her. Thanks.
Yeah, because I told the pizza place up there that I would call him, and then he can just go pick it up.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Goodbye.
All right, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 41 minutes past the hour. Well, you know, it is interesting, though, this whole event going on today at the Motomart on West Center Street, where the gas prices are going to be low. I haven't seen a whole lot of publicity about it. Now, maybe there has been, and maybe I'm just missing it, but hopefully it turns out okay. I would imagine that it's going to turn out okay because people driving by, if nothing else, are going to see that it's happening. $2.38 a gallon at Motomart, 691 West Center Street, from 5 to 7 p.m. tonight, August 14th. First 150 people will get to take advantage of that in that two-hour period. Motomart, 691 West Center Street, and the gas price will be $2.38 a gallon. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hello there. Interview stars. Kroger worker, substitute teacher, Scott. How about that for a title?
It's getting longer by the day.
There's been, you know, I'm at the age, Scott, where there has been evolution in titles. And you and I have discussed this, like that scientist Virginia with a PhD, you called her by her first name, yet you call Ron Feynman Dr. Feynman, which I still don't really understand, but I'm sure there's some logic to it.
Well, let me clear this up, because I know you don't. Here's the Dr. Feynman thing, because when I'm bringing Dr. Feynman on, it's usually he wants to talk about something political, or he wants to talk about something historic.
Well, he's a wealth of knowledge, isn't he?
Right. But if you're tuning into that and you've never heard him before, or you don't know who he is, if I just say, well, we're chatting on the phone with Ron, you don't know who that is. You don't know why is he an expert? Why do I have him on? So to me, to call him Dr. Feynman, at least you know that he has some kind of doctorate, and I think you would assume that it's probably something to do with history. And the climate change person, I don't remember why I called her Virginia. Maybe she said, call me Virginia, before we started the interview. I don't remember why, but that would be the big difference. But, you know, when the governors are on, I call them governor because they were governor.
It's all fascinating. And, you know, when I met Jack Kellogg, I just called him Jack, which I think he actually liked. So it is kind of fascinating. And again, I'm at the age where there's been transition in titles, and I'm quite fascinated by this. I mean, it's come up different types of doctors. Me, I feel a PhD is a much higher degree than an MD. But again, it's a biased opinion with my background. So I've always, like Jill Biden, I've always thought of her as Dr. Jill Biden. But I think if I were to meet her, she really wouldn't care. It just depends upon the person. Titles are fascinating. What Matt said is intriguing for sure. I don't think it's disrespectful. Sometimes you just ask. And a lot of the time, it's just, well, since you asked, you can call me Joe. But if you don't ask, well, maybe you shouldn't. This kind of depends. You probably remember the presidential debate, because it's giggly, where like Donald Trump and Joe Biden were first naming each other. That's a term I thought of, or FNing. They were FNing each other. And Donald Trump kind of objected, but kind of joked around that Joe Biden shouldn't call him Donald. And I still giggle thinking about that. So the whole thing is an interesting topic of discussion. A lot of it is with this title and first name. It seems like that's how you address ministers. And, you know, it's always Pastor Craig. I don't think a lot of people who listen even know what Craig's last name is.
And well, I think because
he's more local, so I think people know what his name is. But that seems to have been the way that you address some clergy. and I've seen that evolution as I've grown up. It never used to be Pastor Steve. It would have been Pastor Whitaker 30, 40 years ago, but now it's, okay, in case of Craig, because he isn't as local as Pastor Steve, I said, if you were to poll all our listeners and ask, what is Craig's last name, or if you know it, it's a little tricky name, it's a German origin name, so how do you spell it? How many people could actually name it and actually spell it correctly?
So, well, to me, that's just, again, like, I don't honestly believe people know what your last name is, because we've referred to you for so long as Adam the Computer Guy.
Well, I'm like Madonna. I don't need one.
Well, no, but that's a title. Just like Pastor Craig, that's how he introduced himself to me and said he wanted to be known. So that's what we went with. And Pastor Whitaker, I'm pretty sure, was the same way. I just think it's how people want to be known. And it's also how you do your promos on the station and things of that nature. And I think I should refer to you as you're heard on the station. Our people are not going to know who I'm talking to.
Yeah, I guess that separates from when I'm the obituarian, newsman, weatherman, and God knows what else, where I generally use my full name. So it is something just with me that is a study on our society and evolution. And again, unless you're president, I tend to refer the politicians, even if they're in office, by just their first name, possibly a Mr. or Ms. I know when I met at that time Mayor Mike Coleman, an event in Columbus, this was like maybe 2000, I just called him Michael. He didn't seem to care. I mean, that's his name.
Well, I don't think anybody's insinuating that these people care. I don't think they're going to say, whoa, no, you got to call me this. I don't think that's the idea. I think the idea is that you refer to them that way because that's what they are. I mean, I don't know anybody who's going to make a big stink because you don't call them by their title, but what's the point of the title? And I guess from the other side, because I keep hearing the side of why I shouldn't call them by their title. Behind it.
You've been teaching about 15 years, right?
Longer than that, but...
Have you always FN, that is, had your students FN their first name, you, Scott? Is that something, when you walk in the class, how do you, you say, because when I was in high school, and this was before you were born, my goodness, it would be, my name is Mr. McDonald. My name, and even the Ms. was kind of intriguing. People at that point would probably use Mr. or Mrs. And it would, you wouldn't even, I mean, I remember once, Scott, myself and other students were trying to see, did we know the first names of these teachers? We didn't even know most of their first names.
Well, I'll tell you why. What?
In the yearbook, it would say Mr. Jones. It wouldn't even say Joe Jones, English teacher. You wouldn't even know their first name.
Well, I'll tell you why this happened.
Facebook, I mean, honestly, I have teachers that I remember well from school. I couldn't even tell you their, I could tell you what they looked like. Approximate age. I didn't even tell you what their first name was.
I'll tell you why for me this happened. Because I went to college immediately after high school, and when I graduated, I immediately started with the district that I had went to. And the kids that were there were not that much younger than me at all. And I felt it weird for them to be calling me Mr. Spears. So in the beginning, that's why I initially said, just call me Scott. That felt more comfortable, and it didn't cause any problem in the classroom. So now, when I am somewhat substantially older than those kids, it just is that way. It's always been that way, so I don't feel the need to change. But, you know, other people at the school, if another teacher introduces me, they will always say, this is Mr. Spears. And I stop them, and I go, but you can just call me Scott. So that's just what I'm more comfortable with now, probably because I started teaching so quick out of college in the same district I had went to, and a lot of the people I was working with at that time were people who were my teachers and who, you know, I knew well. So it just, I didn't, the Mr. Spears thing never meant anything to me.
Do they still have blackboards? I don't know, but I mean, when I was in school, the teacher would write on the blackboard, Mr. Davis. I couldn't even tell you the first name. It was never given. And sometimes, like in college, where you can generally what I call FN them, even if they're PhDs, it would say, Bill Jones, PhD, professor of biochemistry. But it did depend upon the person.
Well, let's get to the heart of the matter, though, because we're going to have this. I don't want to call it a debate, even though that's what it was called on Friday.
I'm just
between
kind of fascinated because
no, no, I'm like, just saying between Abby and Matt. But that thing between Abby and Matt, I don't think is necessarily what we're talking about. That debate is about, do you call somebody who you don't know Mr. or Ms. just because they're older than you? Because that's respectful. That's the conversation there. It's not about, that's not even about titles. That's just about age. Now, what's your feeling on that?
Look, it sometimes has to do with education. My bias as to how honorable someone's education is. I mean, would an 80-year-old lady seeing a doctor in his or her 30s call that person doctor? Someone who's possibly younger than her grandkids? How do you see that? And would the doctor maybe call the 80-year-old lady by the first name? Because a lot of the times patients are addressed by the first name.
Well, I think Matt conceded by the end.
It is an interesting study in sociology because it has evolved.
Well, I'm, so should you call, because this is the bottom line question, should you call somebody who is older than you, Mr. or Mrs., out of respect just because of age?
It depends. It's like, with Mary Ellen. I've always called her that, and she seems to be flat. That's how we address her. She not only is, let's see, she's old enough to be my parent, not my grandparent. And
see, here's the problem.
I agree with her politically on some things, but I have enormous respect for her.
Yeah, but here's where I think people are getting off in the weeds. I don't think it's on Jack Kellogg or Mary Ellen Withrow or a doctor to say, don't call me that. I don't think anybody's going to do that. I think if you had called her Mrs. Withrow, I think she would have treated you the same. If you would have called him Mayor Kellogg, he would have treated you the same.
Yeah.
It's not on the person. That's where people are getting off in the weeds here. It's what do you do when you meet that person? Why?
Yeah. Remember I joked about meeting Megan Brunner, Brennan, the former and first female postmaster general. I just, I said, what do you call the postmaster general? I just called her Megan, and then she called me honey, which I thought was really sweet, something I'll never forget. I think she was flattered that I called her Megan. I mean, why should I not think of
Well, again, we're back on the person.
To me,
right, we're back on the
postmaster general is your friend.
Right, we're back on the person again here. It's not about what the person cares that you call them. It's what do you call them just meeting them? Why do you make the choice you make not to call them Mr. or Mrs. if they are your elder? Why are you making that choice?
Sometimes it's, too, I can think of, like, I went to three new doctors this year. One of them said my name is Doctor with his, he gave his full name, like he wouldn't care. And these doctors are all, they were all younger than I am, quite a bit, actually, which is kind of crazy, but that's how it is. One gave, I am Doctor, gave his first full name. I mean, I don't think he'd care how I address him. I never really did address him directly. The other two said, my name is Doctor. But I think that's just what they're used to let you know, well, they are the doctor, just in case you thought they may have been somebody else. But I doubt they would have cared if I called them another atomism. It is kind of a case by case. And I can't think of the last time somebody corrected me and said, oh, my name is Mrs. Jones. I have heard people say, well, you can just call me this. I can think of another doctor I saw. I'm Bill, Dr. Jones. And that I kind of like. It's like, okay, well, call him Bill, but if you don't want to call him that, call him Doctor with the last name. But he's just letting me know, address him as he wishes. And then it's like, if I were to call him Dr. Bill, that always sounds like I'm talking to a minister. It almost seems like we are reserving title, first name for clergy. Which is also kind of a fascinating thing. And then some of these doctors, especially if their last name is kind of complicated, not in your case, but if it's an easy first name, if it's Mary, then it's some strange five-syllable name that people probably don't pronounce right. You call it Mrs. Mary, or et cetera. Or in case of a doctor, Dr. Mary. Then people, a lot of teachers, you probably know, Scott, if they have a more complicated last name, it's always Mrs. A, Mr. R, which I always thought was kind of weird. It's like, am I not smart enough to pronounce the person's full name? I take pride in the right pronunciations, as you know. So it is really a study in sociology, and something you can write a PhD thesis on, I guess, and then you can just be doctor, if you wish. But do you still write your name on the blackboard, Scott, when you introduce yourself to students? I'm sorry, I don't know. I haven't been.
No, I haven't for a long time. No, not really.
But did you do that when you started teaching? Because that was before the internet, kind of.
I'm sure I did. Probably.
Did you write your name on the board? Like, how did you write your name on the board? Did you write Scott?
No. I probably wrote Mr. Spears because that's how they refer to you around the school. But then I said you can just call me this.
Okay. So that's kind of like how the doctor introduces him or herself with the first name and the doctor name. And
Hold on. We're getting a message here from a listener. Mary out there says, Mr., Mrs., and Ms. should always be used unless you're given permission by them to use their name. So there you go.
Well, you can just let everybody know, please refer to me as Adam. So they have permission. I don't care how old you are, what education you have or don't have. Adam is more than fine.
All right.
I wish your majesty would also suffice.
No, I wouldn't hold your breath on that one.
Okay, well, that's about all I had for you. I want to also mention Donovan was excellent. I just did a little more research on there. As you probably saw the link posted by our esteemed webmaster. They do kind of lean libertarian, economically conservative, but nonpartisan. And, you know, that describes myself. Hence, I tend to agree with what he had to say. So, good guest. And I'm tempted to go up there and wait in line for gas, but I'll defer to other people. I think it's a nice thing they're doing, and it's not really a definite political slant, but good guest, and it's good to hear his opinion.
On down the road we go.
Donovan, thank you for being on with us.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Well, have a good day, Scott.
58 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And don't forget again today, over at the Moto Mart, 691 West Center Street here in Marion, 5 to 7 p.m., gas will be $2.38 a gallon for the first 150 people that show up. Americans for Prosperity is the group hosting this event. 740-751-4038. Well, with about 2 minutes left, I want to mention that the Bratwurst Festival is coming up this weekend. We have covered that, I think, 3 of the last 5 years. The only years we took off were 2020 because there wasn't a Bratwurst Festival because of the pandemic. And then last year, I could not go because of medical issues. But I expect us to be back this Friday, so looking forward to that. That's always a fun event. I think I'm going to have a special guest co-host tomorrow morning. I haven't heard anything more about that. But if I do, that should be a lot of fun. I look forward to that. I guess I'll find out later on today if that is still a go before school goes back in session on Wednesday for a lot of people. But we'll be set up in front of the main office of the Bratwurst Festival. That's where we've always been. Now, I will get you the broadcast times as the week goes on, but we're looking forward to that. I haven't had a chance to do that in 2 years, and the last time we did it, I really had a lot of fun. And as I say, we've done that 3 out of the last 5 years, only missing because of COVID and last year's medical leave that I was on where I couldn't be around a whole lot of people. But lucky for you, I can be around a whole lot of people today. All right. Well, what a Monday we've had. It's been a lot of fun. Hopefully it's been informational and educational. For this Monday, have a great day. Scott Spears heading for the
door. You're listening to WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. From legendary talk show host, actor, broadcaster, and comedian Charles Grodin.
You know what I'm impressed by? You think I would know this, how you have all this audio.
Oh, you're impressed by this?
Well, what do you do? Just tape the shows as they go? But you're going back 10 years now, or maybe longer in certain cases.
Charles, when you were on, I made sure to tape it.